Good morning. The time is 8:07. Currently 56 degrees under overcast skies. There was even a sprinkle or two as I was walking from one of the downtown parking garages over to our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, as well, you can also peek in. You can look behind the curtain. You can see what we're doing. You can peek into our studio. You can look into our producer's room. And you can see the video stream by going to our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or the Bow Falls Radio X page. That's at facebook.com or x.com. And again, you can make your comments. You can join the show. And we do want to have you be part of the show. And again, something I've been saying the last couple of weeks. We've been able to add a text line and a phone line. And I know a few folks have been shy about being part of the program. But we'd really like to hear the point of view, the news stories that are catching your attention, or if we're discussing a story, or if you're interested in bringing up something we are not talking about. Don't complain to your buddy across the way when you're grabbing your cup of coffee or grabbing your breakfast. Pick up your phone. You can either text us or call us. If you don't want to be speaking on the air, send us a text. If you'd like to join us and have a conversation, pick up the phone and give us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And also a real easy way to connect with us is to get the Civic Media app. It is a free app. It is a terrific app. It really has everything that you need on it. All you have to do is search Civic Media on your App Store or your Google Play, and then it's basically like having 20 apps in one. Every station on the Civic Media Radio Network is part of that app. The fifth one down will be Bow Falls Radio. You click on it, and you'll see a call button. You'll see a text number. I should say a text button, and you just hit the button. You can call us. You can hit the button. You can text us. It's all right there. So, again, if you have not been able to download that app yet, do it today. Go to that App Store. Go to the Google Play. And, plus, you can stream us wherever you may be, anywhere around the world. And then when we get to football season, and even during the upcoming spring sports playoffs for baseball and softball, when we have multiple games at the same time, we have a Sports 2 stream on there and a Sports 3 stream on there, so we can have all the games be brought to you live. It's all there, Civic Media app. Get it today. Also, make sure you have it so you can tune in later in the show if you're heading off somewhere, as coming up in about 25 minutes or so. At 8:35, we'll be joined by Brenton Canise and Ann Dahlke of the Wausau Conservatory of Music. They are discussing their annual Mother's Day Rose Sale. So a great opportunity to give something special to mom and also be part of a fundraiser for the Wausau Conservatory of Music. That's coming up at 8:35, Brenton Canise and Ann Dahlke. Also, a quick note. I know the weather forecast is not great today, but if it does hold off, if we are able to get some high school baseball later on today, I'll be in Merrill as the Wausau West High School baseball team will take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Athletic Park in Merrill. There's an athletic park here in Wausau. There's an athletic park in Merrill as well. And we will have coverage of the Warriors and the Blue Jays. 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. In fact, we will find out more about what to expect later this afternoon from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be joining us coming up at 8:20, so big first hour with Brittany Merlot at 8:20, and then Brenton Canise and Ann Dahlke coming up at 8:35 here on Bow Falls Radio. Before we go any further, I need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer and also producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Did you get back to the rehearsal grind last night?
Yes, I did.
I'm looking at the calendar. It's May the 7th. We're getting closer and closer. What is opening night again? What day is opening night?
That's only 24 days away.
So that the 31st of May?
31st of May.
That's so the right. Last day of May, and then two big weekends as well. That's also exciting because so many of the shows are just one weekend. This is a show that has two weekends.
And, that is true.
And again, the name of the show?
It is anything goes.
Anything goes. And, of course, it's from the Wausau Community Theater. And
that's right.
And another reason, not just because it's a classic show, a classic musical, not only because it's got a talented cast such as yourself, and it's going to bring a lot of fun to begin the summer months.
Indeed.
But also because we've heard the stories about the Wausau Community Theater recently and some of the financial difficulties. This is an opportunity, a small opportunity by buying a ticket. And the thing is, you're going to be getting so much back by buying that ticket, by getting the entertainment and the fun with Anything Goes. But also, this organization, which has been around, for more than 80 years, I believe?
Actually, it's close to 90 years.
Close to 90 years. Well, that's more than 80 years.
I double-checked my information. It is actually close to 90 years.
Close to 90 years. But right now, we just saw a story come out. It's been, we had a story on BullFallsRadio.com. Our new staff, Brittany, had put together something.
I really want to thank her for doing that, because that really means a lot.
Yeah, and we also saw on television some of the, I know at least one of the stations, I'm not sure if...
Channel 7 and Channel 9 both had stories on it.
So, absolutely. So, again, right now, it's just financial difficulties. I mean, we failed. I mean, there's so many areas where there's, I mean, there's costs involved in just getting the rights to do the show to begin with.
Those prices have gone up the last couple of years. It is difficult, because if we don't raise enough money for this show, we may have to move to a new building. We may have to limit the number of shows we do per season. Or the worst thing of all is we go on hiatus until we can open up again, which I really don't want to do that, because there's only a handful of theater companies in the Wausau area like this. And if WCT has to shut down for a little while, and hopefully just a little while, not forever, then we're losing a big part of our community. Because a lot of people like try out for these shows. A lot of people are in support of these shows. They're fun shows. They're just, some are musicals and some are straight plays. But overall, it's just a really nice escape and a way to, really support the local community, and a fun way of doing it too. So please, if you can help us, support us, and come see our latest show and help save a WCT,
and
that would mean the world to us.
Yeah, and also, we've talked about this, and in fact, tomorrow again, we'll have our every other week visit with Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. Yeah. There are just different levels and different opportunities for folks in this area. And it shows, again, what a terrific artistic area that this community is. When you have not just Wausau Community Theater, but other independent theaters that give opportunities to those who are not professionals, who are those who are looking to get involved in some way. But, when you talked about, River and Woods, it's a fairly new operation, and it's had its ups and downs, had a change in names. But Wausau Community Theater has sort of been a bedrock for this community, as you said, almost 90 years. And to lose that would be, I think we've already lost something in the last number of years, because for many years, the University of Wisconsin-Marathon County, before it became UWSP, had a fall show and a spring show. In fact, that's where I had my opportunities for the most part back when I was going to school. We already lost that. Now that UWMC went to UWSP at Wausau, we don't have a full-fledged theater department at the university here in Wausau. We don't have the fall show and the spring show for students and community members. And that's one thing that was a big part of those shows as well. Those were obviously for students, number one. But boy, when Sarah Rudolph was there for all those years, the community members and the community talent that was brought into these UWMC shows was vitally important as well. And it added to the entire experience. I mean, there were some really terrific community members that were part of the shows I was in when we were as a student, and it just made for a better show, and it gave for better experiences and more of a learning process than if there was just all students as well. So again, we already lost that, And now the potential of losing the community theater would just be, I think, a tragedy on all levels. And as you said, if you go into hiatus, obviously it's a lot easier to keep things going once it's going than to stop and then try to start up again. You lose a lot of momentum. You lose a lot of folks who are involved, probably like yourself, that are involved in almost every one of these shows. And all of a sudden, they may go to get involved in other areas, and it may be harder to get the talent back in addition to the financial aspects of it as well. So there's so many different layers to it. And so, again, I'm glad that the WCT came out and said, hey, we're having these issues, instead of waiting to say, okay, we're closing up. I mean, because sometimes these things come out of nowhere where you don't know, where people who would say, well, if I would have known, I would have been able to help in some way.
From the board is that they've been having financial issues the last couple of years, but I didn't realize it was this bad.
Right.
And is obviously, they'll actually have a better handle on the, you know, where the financial situation is, like after the show is over. So hopefully, you know, if we sell enough tickets, we should be able to keep the theater going. We may have to make some changes, but hopefully we can still be in business.
Also, are people able to make donations if they want to?
I believe so. I don't know exactly where they can do that, but hopefully I can find more information and maybe I'll get back to you on that. Absolutely.
That would be terrific. And again, we'd love to have somebody come on as well to talk about what people can do as well. So hopefully that can happen either right before the show or even before then.
Yeah.
The time is 8:18. Coming up, we're going to find out about what looks to be a rather wet Tuesday. So we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot coming up in just a minute. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 8:21. Right now it's overcast. The rain has not really started quite yet, but that will change eventually. Overcast skies and 56 degrees here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. But boy, yesterday was just perfect, a gorgeous spring day. Unfortunately, we'll not stick around, but then we'll get more nice spring days after that. But to find out exactly how much rain we could get, to let me know what to expect later in the day, whether or not I'm going to have a high school baseball broadcast or not, or whether or not I'm going to have to bring the rain slickers out, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How's it going over there?
Going good. We were talking about the multiple hats that you wear in the last segment, because we know you
were
got,
ya?
Well, it's about the weather, but we were also talking about a story you put up on our BowFallsRadio.com website about the Wausau Community Theater, which Ian is involved in. He's actually in the show coming up in just a few weeks.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So,
he hid that from me. I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
He has been in like almost 40 shows in his career. I went to see him for the first time just a couple of months ago.
It's 68.
Oh, 68.
68. Wow.
I don't
That's
know how
impressive.
You do that. But I went and saw him. Yeah,
I went since I was a 12. I've been doing this a long time.
I went and saw him perform in his last show a few months ago, and it was just pretty amazing stuff. So, yes, everybody should go out and see Ian and get some ticket sales and try to get some funding put in for Wausau Community Theater. But also, while we mentioned that, you also put up a newsletter. You put up an audio report with the news that's going on. There's a lot of stuff at our website, BowFallsRadio.com, beyond the weather, isn't there?
There sure is. I do love that news roundup. It's just a couple of minutes of your day. You can just listen to everything that you need to know really quickly. You can do this in the car, you know, while you're at the gym, anything. So that is super convenient. The newsletter goes out once a week, and it just highlights some really good local stories or some things within our state that you should really know about. But it really focuses on what matters to us. You know what I mean? There's a lot of news out there. So it's nice to have us as a local reporter. I mean, I live right here in Wausau with everybody. So I know what we kind of care about. So those are really, really interesting. I like that. Very local news. And of course, I add some local weather there too. I mean, we talk about this every single day, but in case you're not up this early or you don't have the time, it is nice to have that later on in the letter.
And it's real easy to get the letter because if you go to bullfallsradio.com, right at the top of the screen, there's a green box that says join the newsletter. In fact, when you log on, it also has a pop-up that says join the newsletter. Real easy. And again, really good information. Get some of the great bullet points on what's happening. And also right there, it says as well, the news roundup to be able to listen to. Real simple. Just go right to bullfallsradio.com and you'll see it all right there. Well, meantime with the weather, again, it was a quiet day yesterday. It was like 70 degrees yesterday afternoon and sunny skies when I was out there broadcasting. And today, it looks as though not only rain, but ultimately we get pretty significant rain as we get later into the day, correct?
Yes, we've got a drencher headed our way. So I hope you soaked up the sunshine yesterday. I was so busy working, forecasting for this next storm. It didn't matter. I still snuck outside, took a ride on the trail because I knew what was headed our way. So the trails are going to be soaked by the end of the day. You're probably not going to be able to get out on them tomorrow because it is going to still be wet. So we are looking at the first round sitting right on our back doorstep. In fact, it's already hitting Medford and Marshfield right now, Stevens Point area, and it's going to continue to move northeast and hit us probably within the next 30 to 45 minutes. So what's going to happen is it's going to be some windy conditions at first, gusts around 30 miles per hour. We're going to get hit with some heavy downpours for about 10 to 15 minutes. We could see about a quarter of an inch to nearly a half an inch come down in this first wave of rain. So it will be a soaker. And it'll start after the 10 to 15 minutes of heavy rain. It'll start to lessen out to some light rain that'll linger for an hour or so. And then we may see a break. We may see a pocket of sunshine. But either way, more showers and thunderstorms fire up by this afternoon. So mainly around 1 to 3, I think these are going to start to form. Those have the potential to be strong to severe. But the severe risk really looks further south. But I'm just going to let everybody know that that potential is definitely there. So, Chad, I don't know if you're calling anything later on this afternoon, but lightning going to be a risk out there. So keep that in mind. We might see some delays in sports and, of course, wet fields too.
And also, you said it. I mean, coming up, I was just looking at the radar, and often you'll see this a lot of green with the rain. I see some red and some bright yellow and some real bright colors heading this way.
Those are some big raindrops headed our way. They're going to fall pretty fast. So, get that umbrella ready and just be ready for the next hour, a drencher.
And finally, I think you were saying earlier this morning, if I'm not mistaken, that the more severe activity is probably going to stay to the south of us in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have enough heat up here to really get us those stronger storms. They may tap some mid-60s to upper 60s further south in the state. But here for us today, we're only going to climb to the upper 50s. So I'm not sure that's enough juice to support some hail and some also damaging winds. I think those are going to stay south, but you never know. It might happen for about 20 minutes or so up here. So just keep an eye out for that.
And finally, what are the details for our forecast?
Yeah, absolutely. So this right now is riding along a warm front that's surging through the area. We still have the cold front that's going to smack us this afternoon, which could fire up the stronger storms, more heavy rain. By the end of the day, we could see anywhere from a half an inch to nearly an inch of rainfall in some areas. Not everybody's going to get that whole inch. But as we go through tomorrow, we start to calm things down. We will see some sun to start the day, a little bit milder temperatures. But another system slides to the south, so we could see some more scattered showers by tomorrow night and into the next morning. So an active weather pattern and a cooler weekend ahead. But really, we're just battling some rain here today.
Okay, so we'll be ready for it. Thanks again for all the information, and hopefully hopefully I'll stay dry enough later today, but appreciate it all, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. I can't wait to hear the story.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist with our weather every day at 8:20 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, temperature stands at 56 degrees under overcast skies. Again, coming up in probably the next half an hour or so, we're going to see some of that very heavy rain moving into the area. So we'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue throughout the rest of the day. Well, coming up, it's an information update. We'll get the latest in news, weather, and sports, and that will be followed by a discussion. We will be joined here in studio by Brenton Kniessen and Ann Dahlke of the Wausau Conservatory of Music. They'll be discussing their annual Mother's Day Rose Sale. Of course, it's that time of year. It's May, and Mother's Day is coming up. So that's coming up in just a few minutes after our information update. It's the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also check out our video stream by going to the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page, facebook.com, or also the Bow Falls Radio X page as well, x.com. And then you can view what we're doing, and you can also add any comments that you would like as well each and every morning. So there's many, many different ways you can join us here on Bow Falls Radio. And right now we're very happy to welcome into studio from the Wausau Conservatory of Music, both Brenton Kniessen and Ann Dahlke. We're going to be talking a little bit about a special Mother's Day event, basically, that's coming up, of course, this weekend. The Wausau Conservatory of Music has their annual Mother's Day Rose Sale. But both Brenton and Ann, thank you for both coming and joining us here in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Before we actually talk about the Rose Sale, let's talk a little bit about the Wausau Conservatory of Music. And I think that a lot of folks are very familiar with the conservatory, but others aren't. And I thought, Brenton, maybe just a thumbnail sketch on what the conservatory is, what are some of the things that the conservatory does, and why it's important here in Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, so the Wausau Conservatory of Music is Central Wisconsin's premier school of music, and we've been around since 1981. We offer a variety of lessons in cello, piano, voice, flute, trumpet, even banjo. Mm-hmm. So there's a wide variety of lessons that people can take. They can enroll any time of the year, and then private lessons begin as early as age 3. And we service a variety of ages. We have our Music Together class, which is for children who are 3 months old all the way up to 4. And then we have classes for adults as well. And some, we have people joining us from Appleton. So we have some Zoom courses that people can take, music appreciation class. So all those classes, we take care of a variety of ages. So the conservatory is there for everybody. And we have all free programs. We have all of our recitals are free. So we're there for the community to help service music education and also provide them some musical performances.
3 months old. Well, is there studies that having children that young be involved in music does add to their development?
And let me tell you, I mean, that class will sell like nobody's business. It's in the winter we had that whole our website crashed because of people trying to sign up.
Wow.
It is crazy, but it's great because you know it introduces them to music, and it creates a bond with the parent. And a lot of studies have shown that, and a lot of parents are interested in that. So we're hoping to expand that class in the future. But right now we do it once a week in the mornings for about 6 weeks each semester. But yeah, it is a great way to introduce them to music, and it also brings them back years later. You know, they'll maybe start in piano or go into voice. But it's a great way to introduce them to the conservatory.
And I liked when you mentioned the banjo. We're going to find the next Steve Martin, right?
Right.
Free programs. How do you do it? I mean, really, I think it's one of the things we're going to be talking about here because you have a fundraiser. Yes. But at the same time, man, I mean, to be able to have it's a gift to have here in Central Wisconsin, and especially with as you said, the different types of instruments and the different types of music and being able to touch very young children. What was the whole idea? I don't know. I'm assuming that you would know that. What was the basic premise going back to 1981 that said, hey, this is something we're going to do? Not only we're going to do, but we're going to make it accessible to everybody through a lot of free programs. What's the mindset, the importance of that aspect of the conservatory?
There was a woman named Bellamy Hosler who is founder of the conservatory, and her mission was to make music accessible to everybody, no matter their financial background, and that is something we take to heart with our mission statement. So that's why fundraisers like this, our annual gala, is a way to make sure we keep our many of our programs free, keep our recitals free to the public. Our Rock Infused Orchestra that has over 200 kids, string orchestra kids, participate. That's a free event for all of them. It's a full day of learning with professional musicians. And it's just our goal to keep the community, the music scene in the community alive and keep it flourishing with students and even adults. And again, as children as young as 3 months old. So it's all about making sure that we are providing a vital service to the community. And that's something we take very seriously. And allowing to have these free programs is something that we want to continue doing. And that's the help of this Rose Sale and also our other fundraisers that help make that happen.
Roughly how many folks around Central Wisconsin take advantage one way or the other with the activities of the conservatory?
Sure. So including a Rock Infused Orchestra, probably in all of our summer camps, I would say a little close to 1,000 people are involved with the conservatory music in one way or another. So again, we are working with a variety of people, a variety of ages, and they all come together and perform music, learn music. So it's a great way for them to find us in the community and also be exposed to different types of music and learn different things with new experiences in their lives.
Again, we're talking to Brenton Canese and Ann Dahlke of the Wausau Conservatory of Music. We're going to get into their annual Mother's Day Rose Sale, big fundraiser for the conservatory, and of course Mother's Day coming up this weekend. And Ann Dahlke, let's talk a little bit about this Rose Sale, because number one, you brought in some beautiful roses when you first walked in, and you're wearing the red as well, so you are color coordinated exceptionally well. Give us a little background of this Rose Sale. How long has the conservatory been doing a Rose Sale?
Absolutely. The Rose Sale began back in 1989, and it annually helps us raise over $9,000 for programming at the conservatory, helping with tuition assistance and scholarships.
That's a large amount. A lot of people take advantage of this. I guess in terms of the details, the nitty-gritty, how do people like get involved in it? Where do they reach out in order to get the roses, make the orders, to make sure that mom is feeling as loved as she possibly can on Mother's Day?
Sure. The roses are available on Friday. We'll be at the conservatory from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. and on Saturday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. until noon. And the address of the conservatory is 404 Seymour Street. And anybody who wants roses can call the conservatory to get on the list. We've ended the online sales for now, but we always order extras for walk-in sales. Or, like I said, anyone who still wants to make sure they get an order can call the conservatory to place their order. And that phone number is 715-845-6279.
The response, has it been what you expect? Because it seems like such a really cool idea. And just talking about what Brenton was talking about in terms of what the conservatory does. And this seems like such a natural where it's family. And when you have the free programs, it allows family to be involved in music in so many different ways. I imagine that it really is something that kind of goes hand in glove. Because when you're thinking about different ways to raise money, when you have free programs, you got to find ways to bring in the money one way or the other. And to have something like this seems to be such a perfect fit. Have you found, you said it, since 1989, has this been something that has been growing over the years? Is something that basically a lot of people are excited about?
It is. And, you know, talent really can come from anywhere, regardless of a student's economic background. Yeah. So the Rosale funds really play an important part in helping students take lessons and participate in group ensembles, camps, and our free community programs. About 1 in 3 students at the conservatory receive some level of tuition assistance. So mm-hmm. that's why this Rosale is a really important fundraiser for the conservatory. We offer more than 195 scholarships annually, totaling over $45,000. And no student is ever turned away because of their inability to pay. 100% of the requests are filled in one way or another. We have a lot of people who come back for the Rosale year after year. You can give a whole dozen roses to one person. You can give a single rose to 12 different people. You can give them to that coworker that helped you out, or a friend, or mom, grandma. You know, who doesn't love roses?
And they're beautiful roses as well. I think that's one thing that I noticed, because, I mean, obviously you want it to be beautiful roses, but you got beautiful roses here as well.
Yes, we've stuck with a variety that we know lasts well, smells beautiful, and has been a really good seller for us over the years.
Again, we're talking to Brenton Canese and Ann Dahlke of the Wausau Conservatory of Music, talking about their annual Mother's Day Rosale and the conservatory itself. And so a question that just popped into mind as Ann was talking about the talent and the scholarships, and this is often a beginning for folks here in central Wisconsin to get into music and to learn and to develop their talents. I imagine over the years there's been a lot of incredible success stories where they start here and they move on and go to wonderful schools and have wonderful careers. I imagine there's a few of those kind of stories from the conservatory, isn't there?
Absolutely. Grace Stinke, who is Miss America 2023, was a conservatory student, took violin with Patrick Langer. And, you know, those success stories make us show that our mission is still alive all these years later, you know, after allowing tuition assistance to as many people as possible. We know that we're not turning anyone down, because we don't know what their future has in store. And they could be a really phenomenal musician in the future, as long as we can teach them and nourish them in our environment at the conservatory. We want to make sure that we have as many success stories as possible.
And another aspect about this area, and actually Ian and myself were talking about this earlier in the program, is this area really does put their arms around the arts in so many different ways, whether it's music, whether it's theater, just all sorts of different ways. And having the conservatory here is a gift. It really is, and it's something that, as you said, from 1981 to be, you know, more than 40 years now, I guess the question I have, you know, is it in a solid spot right now? Because we were talking actually about community theater in a troublesome spot. How are you doing at the conservatory? Are the folks out there who maybe, you know, think it's important to make sure that it stays very strong, is it in a strong position right now financially?
We've had our strongest year in the longest time. But, you know, we never take that for granted, because, you know, things can happen. And we had all of our studios were full this year in piano and voice. We have one teacher who has 75 students. So the outreach into the community has been phenomenal. We have our musical theater voice camps. Our tween camp is reaching our highest number of 40 kids this summer. So there's a lot of great opportunities that people are taking and wanting to learn more about music and performing arts. And it's just a great way for them to come to the conservatory and use those skills and use their passions and make something beautiful out of that in their lives.
Absolutely. And I guess finally, just to again recap about the annual Mother's Day roast sale. Again, the information for folks who are maybe just learning about it right now and think, hey, this will be a wonderful gift for, as you said, mom or grandma or anybody special in their lives. Again, the details that they need to know right now in order to take advantage of it this week.
Sure. Well, we're offering four different options. You can get a dozen long-stemmed roses for $22, a dozen long-stemmed roses with baby's breath and greens for $27. We'll arrange your roses in a vase for $32. Or we'll even arrange two dozen roses in a vase for $58. The date is Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, May 11th from 9 a.m. till noon. And we're at 404 Seymour Street in Wausau.
Fantastic. And is there also a website they can go to get any information?
Or? Yes, if they want to look at lessons, classes, or just any more information on the roast, they can go to wausauconservatory.org. And that has all the information for them.
Fantastic. Brenton Canese and Dahlke, thank you very much. Best of luck in selling a lot of roses this Mother's Day weekend. And thank you for all that you do. And again, helping bring the arts to Wausau and really nurturing the talent that so many of the young people here in Central Wisconsin have. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Chad.
The time is 8:48. We're going to come right back and have more. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Just for lovers, bad as that. Oh, nothing will keep us together. We can be friends forever and ever. Yeah.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, and as I said as well, we are also on the stream. If you go to facebook.com or x.com in the Bow Falls Radio page, and in fact, if you go onto the stream right now, you'll see in my hand, I am holding a rose because Ann was so very kind to bring both myself and Ian Welsh roses to show appreciation for being on the show, which is no problem at all. And something I want to also mention to folks out there, that if you're part of an organization, I know Ian knows this as well, that if you're part of an organization that has some special event coming up or just want to get the word out in terms of your organization or event, reach out. You know, you can reach out to me. I got an email here, Bow Falls Radio, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. I think if you go to the website, you can find a contact information as well. But chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Would love to always be able to talk to folks like from the conservatory, from the theater groups that we bring on, and just a chance to, again, spread the word about these great events. And again, show us your rose as well. Put it in the camera there, Ian, for folks that are watching on our video stream. There you go. So both Ian and I holding roses here on this Mother's Day week. But again, thanks to both Brenton and to Ann. And as Ann said, Friday and Saturday, be able to stop by the conservatory and different options and different amounts of roses and different ways of either using vase or whatever it may be, and to be able to show your love and appreciation to mom or grandma or anyone special in your life on this Mother's Day weekend. And it's really, again, something special that an organization like the Wausau Conservatory of Music is able to provide not only the incredible, skillful instruction and the opportunities for young people to develop their talents, but also to offer free classes. I mean, that's amazing. It really is. It's amazing that the level of support is there. And during the conversation, mentioned Bellamy Hostler, who started it off back in 1981. When I was going to school at UW-Marathon County, she was a professor there. I actually worked more with her then husband, Doug Hostler, who is a fantastic guy. I mentioned the fact he was actually, Doug Hostler was our faculty advisor for the independent theater company that we had at UW-Marathon County. It was called Fiercely Independent Theater, and every student group had a faculty advisor, and Doug was the faculty advisor, and he was just, and he still is, a cool, cool gentleman who was just fantastic in a support way, but also in a way that said, hey, this is your gig, take care of it, and I'm there to do anything I can to help. And again, there's so many people, whether it's in academia, university settings, the conservatory, theater from the community theater, the leadership. I mean, so many people that are doing special things. And again, there's obviously a lot of, I would call it battles for funding. It's important that these organizations keep their doors open, that they are able to get the support. And whether it's through buying tickets for the community theater, Anything Goes production starting May 31st, or this weekend buying the roses during this rose sale with the Wausau Conservatory of Music, so many different ways that you can show your support in rather small ways.
Yeah.
Not asking you to put a check for six figures or five figures or four figures or even three figures. I mean, it's just buying a ticket to the show to not only see the show, but enjoy the show, or to buy these roses and those prices that Ann was talking about, just really, really low prices. I mean, amazing stuff. So again, and as I said, if you are somebody out there that's doing great things in our community, doing yeoman's work when it comes to providing some sort of element that makes our area a great place to live, I would love to be able to spread the word about what you're doing. And again, I'm not just saying that. Really reach out, and we can get somebody from your organization, talk about these events, talk about these organizations, and let people know about all the special folks and the special activities that are being done here in Central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And again, we got to make sure that we get some folks from your show lined up before we get going there. We got to make sure that we spread the word on that, because again, it's going to be fantastic. And again, it's exciting to have two weekends. I think that is so cool. I mean, because we don't see that as often anymore, where you have two weekends to do it. Because I remember one of the shows I did where the feedback was so good, and we said, man, we just wish there was another weekend. We wish we had more opportunities, because it worked. It was so much fun. It was, I thought, a quality event, and then it comes to an end after one weekend. It's like, doggone it, we need more shows. And for you guys to be able to have that second weekend is very, very impressive, and I think very, very important and fun. And for folks that love the show the first weekend, they get a chance to see the show the second weekend. Or for folks that love the show the first weekend, they can tell their friends and their family and spread the word and make sure they get there for the second weekend as well. So
you can see it as many times as you want.
There you go. Because as we talk about always in theater, you never see the same show.
It's always something a little different.
It's always something very different. Because that's one of the magic aspects of live theater. So again, thanks both to Brenton Canese and Ann Dahlke for coming in. And again, take advantage if you're looking for that special gift for someone special, especially mom this Mother's Day weekend. Take advantage of the Wausau Conservatory's Mother's Day Rose Sale. Coming up, we got another hour to go. Boy, it has got dark out there. I know that you can't have a hard time seeing it from your producer's room, but it's gotten very dark out. And I think in the next hour during this program, we're going to see some real heavy rain going through. I don't think we've seen a real heavy downpour outside our window here in a while, so we're going to keep an eye on that. I call it eyewitness weather. We're
going to
have eyewitness weather here coming up, but we'll also have professional weather coming up as part of our information update. We're going to get the latest in news, weather, and sports coming up, and then another hour to go here on this Tuesday. Glad you could be with us. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.